All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, folks, it is spring, but at the same time, you cannot forget about the world of college football. And, you know, you could chalk this one up here as a head scratcher, but there is the possibility with 10 football members that the Big 12 could once again have a conference title game. Now, the Big 12 has not had a conference title game since 2010, as current NCAA rules stipulate that in order for a conference to have a conference championship game, they must have at least 12 football members. Now, after the 2010 college football season, the Nebraska Cornhuskers and Colorado Buffaloes left the Big 12 conference. Nebraska went to the Big 10, while Colorado went to the Pac-12. After that, Texas A&M and Missouri would leave the Big 12 in favor of the Southeastern Conference, which left the Big 12 with 8 football members. Now, from there, the Big 12 was able to get the West Virginia Mountaineers and TCU Horned Frogs to come on board. Now, you look at the evolution of the conference title game, and the Southeastern Conference, they are, you know, the granddaddies of this. They were the first conference to go to 12 teams in the early 90s, and they've really set the blueprint for it. Now, some conferences have followed suit. You look at the formation of the Big 12 in the mid-90s. You've had the Conference USA championship game along with the Mid-American Conference and the ACC conference championship game, just to name a few. Now, the Big 10 has come on board with it in the past few years, as has the Pac-12. It's a situation where the powers that be can say whatever they want. It's about money. For the most part, these games are played at neutral sites. It gives, you know, fans another chance to go out there and spend money. It's tremendous television revenue for the networks to cover the game. The only people, for the most part, that really don't like it is the head coaches. And it's tough for a head coach if you've already had a terrific season and you're looking at a big bowl bid and you come out there and potentially lay an egg in your conference championship game and that's out of the window. But at the same time, for a conference like the SEC, for the past few years, it has really worked as a de facto playoff game because the loser of the game is eliminated from playoff contention or national championship contention while the winner moves on. And for the Big 12, they're looking at it because right now they feel frustrated because they were left out of the college football playoff last season. Now, heading into conference championship weekend, you had the TCU Horned Frogs and the Baylor Bears, who were both locked in to get at least one of the 4 playoff positions, and both of them got snubbed as the final playoff spot went to the Ohio State Buckeyes, who ran roughshod over the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten championship game. And of course, Ohio State was able to ride that momentum to a national championship. Now, the Big 12 may want a conference championship game, but the bottom line is the Big 12 has nobody to blame for themselves but the Big 12. You look at it like this. You have 10 football members. The Big 12 plays a 9-game conference schedule, which means that everybody plays everybody. So there's really no need for a conference championship game. But last year, led by Big 12 Conference Commissioner Bob Bowsby, the Big 12 decided not to announce a conference champion. Instead, they left it up to the College Football Playoff Committee. Now, you had TCU and Baylor, who both finished with identical records overall and in conference. Baylor beat TCU in the head-to-head matchup, but the Big 12 still would not decide a conference champion. Now, I don't know about you, but if a team beats somebody in a head-to-head matchup and they finish with the same exact record, that team should get the nod as your conference champion. I think it would be a waste of time, and I think it would be extremely hypocritical for the NCAA to allow this to happen. But you know what? Stranger things have happened, because the bottom line is money talks. You look at the majority of the big conferences like the Pac-12, like the SEC, like the Big Ten. For the most part, when their two teams take the field for the conference championship game, it's the first time that they've met all season long. And I really think it's a waste of time to go out there and have a conference championship game when two teams have already met during the season. Everybody plays each other in the Big 12 again, so there's no hiding there from that aspect. The bottom line is, if you're the Big 12 teams, take care of your business on the football field and conference, but at the same time, you need to schedule tougher non-conference opponents. That's it. That's plain and simple. So I don't see where a conference championship game is going to help the Big 12. Now, I will say this. If it comes down to a situation this year or in the coming years where there is a playoff spot up for grabs and that Big 12 representative could be either the Texas Longhorns or the Oklahoma Sooners, two of the blue bloods of college football, you better believe that Texas or Oklahoma are going to find a way to get into the college football playoff. TCU and Baylor, they're not as sexy to the college football playoff committee. Yes, I know they had great seasons in 2014, but they are not the traditional powers like an Ohio State was, and that kind of helped them in leapfrogging them into getting into the college football playoff. Now, people may not want to come out and say it, but the bottom line is you have to be able to read between the lines. But again, I think this would be sending the wrong message, because in years past, the NCAA has really put their foot down on this matter and not allowing conferences to have a conference title game without at least 12 members. But like I said, stranger things have happened, and the bottom line is it's the NCAA, it's college athletics, and unfortunately, money does talk. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the first round of the upcoming 2015 National Football League Draft. Folks, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page that we have at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. While checking it out, please feel free to like it. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.